I got anxious. Hey, how'd you like to win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere in Las Vegas? I would. My team would. We're not eligible, but you are. An iconic band at an iconic venue, the Eagles live at Sphere Las Vegas. Are you kidding me? They're performing 16 shows this September 20th through December 14th, and you could be there. We've got two trips for two with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, dinner at Chica, Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus a Vibee VIP experience package. Prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword LIMIT to 95819. That's national keyword LIMIT, L-I-M-I-T, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. All right, a difficult conversation with an old friend on a very special day, because it was on this day, Congressman John Dingell. The late, great Congressman John Dingell was born this day in 1926. It just kind of worked out that way, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, that we would be speaking today, but it's certainly a very special day for you and all those who loved John Dingell.
Hello, Paul W. I'm just leaving Arlington Cemetery, where I talked to John and remembered him and loved him, and it is a hard day for me. So I miss John Dingell every single day, so I'll leave it at that.
I'm sure that you do, as his loving wife for so many years. And we all miss him. Whether we agreed or disagreed politically, we knew that he was an honorable, good man who cared so much for all of us and for the great United States of America. Here we are now, though, in a situation where you and I talked many times, I challenged you many times on the health and the cognitive decline of President Joe Biden. I don't know how you argue against that now, Congresswoman.
Here's what I'm going to say to you, Paul W., and I've actually been clear since the debate, that there's only one person that can show the American people and prove to them that he's okay, that he's got stamina, the vision, and the strength to go to serve and to go out and show people he can. I think, quite frankly, we have to stop having this. This has been nothing but a solid discussion for 8 or 9 days. I've heard people on all sides, by the way. I have had, you know, that's why I like being home. As you know, I'm out. I get out there. Just the parade there were demographic differences. In, you know, one parade, everybody's shouting at me, have signs, Joe's got to go. And another parade, tell him we have his back. Don't you dare force him out. There are a lot of mixed feelings out there, which I've been clear, and it's complicated. You know, part of the problem is there is a primary system that a lot of people voted for Joe Biden. So there's nothing easy. There's nothing simple. We're not talking about the other candidate who, by the way, when he goes on ramps, and he's loving every minute of it. And I would be, too, if I was on the other side.
Sure. Of course you would.
Watching all of this, and there are times that when he says some things he does, I just look and say, what is he saying? So it's a very complicated time, but only one person. I can't do it. I can say all the things that I want. Joe Biden has got to show the American people that he's got the stamina, the strength, and he's there. And he's coming to Detroit on Friday.
Yeah. You've made it very clear, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, you are not going to be one of the Democrats that are asking for him to step aside. You've pretty much made that as clear as you could possibly make it. My problem is everybody, like the people yelling to you in the parade, some saying get rid of Joe and some saying don't you let them get rid of Joe. My problem is most everybody, and I guess there's no way to separate this, but most everybody is looking at President Biden compared to Donald Trump. And the people who are scared to death of Donald Trump becoming president again would vote for a wooden goat over Donald Trump, let alone a wooden president. I look at this completely separate from the Donald Trump question. I look at this clearly, having had relatives that lived to be 100 and some 98, my sweet Marie that you knew well, 96. I'm looking at this at just looking at Joe Biden and the struggle and suffering that he has and how sad it is to have a guy who had a laudable career go out this way. It's just sad and it's unfortunate, and I blame some of the people like his wife and others who are around him and know very well how cognitively in trouble he is, and yet they're pushing him to continue. Now, he is pushing himself to continue, but they're supportive of him as far as we can tell. I don't believe that Dr. Jill Biden says to him at the end of the night, honey, it's time. You had a great career, but it's time to graciously bow out. I don't think that's happening. I think it should.
So I'm tired of everybody thinking they know what I'm doing. So I don't think that there are a lot of conversations. I'm following Hakeem and Jim Clyburn and Nancy Pelosi. I love Joe Biden. I will. Joe Biden's been my friend for 40 years. When John Dingell, after he served the last day in Congress, got very sick, Joe and Jill were at that hospital the next morning. You know, when John died, he just was there. He didn't let me be by myself. When I got sworn in and John couldn't come, they came. So these are people that I love. And
I don't blame you for that. And please, people understand. Wait a second, because this touches on us. People understand that I love you as a friend and have for many, many years. But on this point, I understand why you are feeling the way you are. But I hope you understand
The ways that I'm feeling. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Well, I can't possibly know the ways you're feeling.
And I don't think it needs to be played out on front pages of papers. I think we will have very real and honest discussions in leadership meetings tonight, caucus this week, and, you know, and he's got to show he's got the ability to do a sustained stamina. So there are a lot of discussions going on. And, you know, and I am hearing from everybody, but I am worried about our country. I'm worried about the direction. I'm worried about our democracy. I don't want a dictator. I don't like people who call names of people and, you know, say rotten hell on Christmas Day. And I want to know that we are electing somebody who's going to, you know, protect our country and keep doing. So I think there are a lot of people who are just struggling right now and hurting and watching it all. So, you know, you can love somebody, but be objective. That's where I'm going to leave it. But that's who we are.
Okay. I love you, and I'm trying to be objective.
I know, and that's, you know.
I will agree with you. I am worried about our country. We have good reason to worry about our country.
Yes, we do.
And I'm interested, and I know you're not in a position to say because you don't want to take that extra step right now, and I appreciate it, but what would the Democrats do next?
Let's take it day by day.
I got you.
Day by day. I sing a lot right now.
Okay. I'm not supposed to know everything. I'm not supposed to know everything you're thinking, but I knew you were going to say that.
You know, I went to Maine today, both for John and the country. So hard, very hard.
I know a day that starts at Arlington to go and tell your late husband how you miss him and love him is a difficult way to start a day. I appreciate that. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, God bless you.
Thank you, Paul W.
We continue on WJR.